With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The White House is blocking the release of President Biden's special counsel interview audio. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The president has asserted executive privilege over the audio recording of his interview with special counsel Robert Hur about the handling of classified documents. In a letter to GOP lawmakers, the White House counsel says there's no legitimate purpose for Congress to obtain the audio. The special counsel decided against prosecuting the president for keeping sensitive files, but he also embarrassed the 81-year-old Biden by portraying him as an elderly man with poor memory. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, House Republicans plan to deliver a rebuke to President Biden for putting a pause on a shipment of bombs to Israel that could be used in an assault on Rafah. At a news conference, House Speaker Mike Johnson says President Biden essentially refusing to help Israel.
It wasn't that long ago when President Biden called for the elimination of Hamas, but he's not doing that anymore. And now it's clear that Biden and Schumer have turned their back on Israel. They are carrying water for Iran and its proxies.
Republicans voting on a bill that has practically no chance of being enacted, but puts pressure on Democrats as it mandates delivery of the weapons. Police dismantling a pro-Palestinian encampment early today at DePaul University in Chicago, hours after the school's president told students to leave the area or face arrest. Two people have been arrested. And the U.S. military has finished installing a floating pier in the Gaza Strip. Officials said that they're poised to begin ferrying badly needed humanitarian aid into that enclave. On Wall Street, the Dow ahead 30 points. The NASDAQ is down 9 points. This is SRN News. Target tries to split the difference on Pride Month. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
The giant retailer has been firmly and loudly committed to the LGBT agenda ever since it opened its women's restrooms to men back in 2016. But last year, a line of transgender apparel aimed at children caused a furious backlash, especially in certain parts of the country. This year, Target says it will celebrate Gay Pride Month with internal events for staff and will market LGBT products only in, quote, select stores. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A new survey indicates that doctors are prescribing abortion pills to about 8,000 women a month on average in states that ban abortion. The Society for Family Planning issued the study on abortion doctors who are seeking to get around the pro-life laws. Chemically induced abortions now the primary way that women in this country terminate their pregnancy. This is SRN News. Kansas City Chiefs kicker Harrison Butker may have stirred controversy for his proclamations of conservative politics and Catholicism, but he received a standing ovation at the May 11th commitment ceremony at Benedictine College in Atchison, Kansas. Master controversy in North Carolina.
Republicans in North Carolina are pushing forward with their plan to repeal a pandemic-era law that allowed the wearing of masks in public for health reasons, a move spurred in part by demonstrations against the war in Gaza that have included masked protesters camped out on college campuses. The state Senate approved the bill Wednesday in a party-line vote. Democrats say the law would mean people who mask for their health would violate the law. Republicans say the bill is only focused on people who mask as a means to conceal their identity. The bill now heads to the State House. Keith Peters reporting.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.